The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We had pretty good weather for most of the weekend, and I know lots of you will have hit the seaside, and if you're like me, you'll have worried about the usual things, getting sun cream onto the kids, having some food and drink on the beach, worrying about how you're going to get there or where you're going to park and getting there early enough and what spot you're going to claim for your own for the day. Fortunately, most of us, touch wood, don't have to worry about actually accessing the beach, getting onto the sand and getting across it. Well, Niamh Ní Hiarrthóir is with me, disability activist and journalist. And Niamh, this is something you have to deal with. You're a wheelchair user. How accessible is the Irish seaside to you?
First of all, thanks for having me on to talk about this. How accessible? I mean, it's just not very accessible. That's the short story of it. I mean, the long story, there are efforts ongoing to, you know, implement beach wheelchairs and beach mats on beaches that make it more accessible for wheelchair users. But those schemes, those programs, those initiatives are few and far between, and they're very underfunded. So as it is, I would say it's not very accessible, no.
Yeah, I've seen some of these, and Duncannon is a beach I'd know well down in County Wexford. They've got a wheelchair like that. How is that used? What's the mechanic? Do you have to book it in advance? Do you just turn up on the day? How does it work where there is one?
Where there is a beach wheelchair, and the beaches require you to book it in advance. Now, most beaches, I say, would settle for on the day notice, but I know Fingal, Kent Council, where I frequent beaches quite a lot, so they require 48 hours notice, which it's just kind of ridiculous when you think about. You don't know what the weather is going to be like in 48 hours in 2 days, so you can't decide to go to the beach spur of the moment.
Yeah, well, it's Ireland. People don't know what the weather's going to be like in 48 minutes sometimes. So if your friends kind of decide on a Saturday morning, God, it's much warmer than we thought it was going to be, it's nice, let's head down the beach, you can't do it unless kind of on a Saturday situation, unless on Thursday you knew.
Yeah, and a lot of it is kind of dependent on like weekday working hours. Like a lot of cases you have to email a county council or a local authority to book the wheelchair. So obviously they're only working 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, but some beach wheelchairs are located in beach huts, like the lifeguard huts around the beach, and they are slightly more easier to access, but it does need improvement.
And I mean, I guess there are probably beaches where this is a more difficult nut to crack. Like you've got kind of coves down deep. Again, I'll give examples of ones I know, kind of at Dollar Bay or a Bag and Bun or somewhere, again down a kind of the Hook Peninsula, somewhere like that. But there's plenty of beaches that are easily accessible. It's fairly flat land around it, so mm-hmm. flat in fact that the beaches are populated by cars. I mean, if cars can drive on the beach, we should be able to manage getting wheelchairs onto the beach, I guess. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's a point that kind of I want to touch on. That although I'm talking about beach wheelchairs now, I did in the article that came out last week, there are much more things that go into accessibility than just beach wheelchairs. I mean, hoists to lift wheelchair users out of their wheelchair and into the beach wheelchair is one very needed thing. Accessible car parking around the beach mats to make it flat and easy to push through. Accessible bathrooms around the beach. They're also a very needed thing, but definitely a thing that's, you know, not even thought about by people who are implementing public bathrooms. So yeah, there are so many issues that go into accessibility. And, you know, right now I'm talking about beaches, but this is one smaller symptom of a larger issue.
Well, let's talk about the larger issue then a little bit, which is what? Accessibility of the public realm, is it?
Yeah. It's definitely not ideal. I mean, I personally have moved around a bit. I've lived in London, Brussels, Denmark and Amsterdam, and I've seen varying degrees of accessibility. Some areas in which Ireland is doing good. I mean, like the Lewis, for example, that's very easy to transfer onto, easy access. But then you have like the trains, for example, that require 24-hour notice to be assisted onto the train. That's something that Irma Darren tried to communicate, that wheelchair users should be booking their assistance for an advance. And, you know, that goes back to what I was saying about booking the beach wheelchairs. Being spontaneous is so difficult.
I mean, I understand this kind of an engineering solution needed for Irish Rail, maybe longer term. But short term, it's hardly beyond the wit of man to come up with some sort of mechanism that's there and available at stations to get people on without having to give the entire company a day's notice.
Yeah, I mean, personally, you know, I'm not an engineer, so I wouldn't be able to sit down and brainstorm an idea. I mean, personally, as someone with lived experience of using these trains every day, I could, you know, very easily come up with a few ideas, but I think it's a conversation that really needs to happen amongst these board members of Irish Rail, and not just Irish Rail. This goes far beyond them, that like planning accessibility should be at the forefront of their mind.
And when new projects are being planned in this, has it improved? Like, are questions around accessibility higher up the priority list, do you suspect, today? Or is it as bad as ever, that it's kind of an add-on afterwards?
I definitely would say it's an add-on afterwards, which in this day and age is just crazy to think about. The wheelchair users are still neglected. The accessibility is not prioritised. I mean, in Ireland, we have an ageing population and a quarter of us, Irish citizens, have a disability. So we're not an insignificant portion of the population who are asking for these accessibility requirements and provisions, but people just don't seem to be listening.
And when you've lived in those other countries you mentioned, when you lived in, say, London or Brussels, how far ahead or not were they of Ireland when it came to accessibility in the public realm?
I would say in Amsterdam, for example, you know, I never really felt a need for public transport because the roadways and the pathways were so easy and accessible for me, so smooth this wheelchair user to go on. But that definitely isn't the case here in Dublin, where we don't have the curb drops and we've broken pavements everywhere. It's very hard to navigate around. So, you know, those problems on a daily basis definitely do add up to create more barriers for people in wheelchairs, but with disabilities as a whole, because the conversation shouldn't just be about wheelchair users.
And I mean, ultimately, you want, when projects are being planned or when anything is being planned, that it's not an add-on, that it's kind of part and parcel of any design is accessibility, be it the design of a product or the design of an entire public space. And how do we get to that point? I mean, it strikes me that one way to get to that point is that the group of people making the decision includes somebody with a disability.
Absolutely. I think for me, that would be kind of the most important step our society can make, to include people with disabilities in the conversations that affect our lives. But sadly, you know, wheelchair users are kind of abandoned that regard, or not just wheelchair users, but people with disabilities, because, you know, so many things go into that, kind of low rates of employment and education and being unable to access places to work. It all goes into people with disabilities being kind of lowered down in the social status.
Well, listen, Niamh, we really appreciate you coming into studio and having a chat with us. Niamh Ní Hiarrbhar is a disability activist and a journalist. Thank you again. 087-1400-106. If you have experience of this, or maybe you've seen good examples, examples of engineering solutions to some of the problems that Niamh talks about, I'd love to hear from you. 087-1400-106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.